And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. America may be the land of opportunity, but where you grow up in this country can have a big impact on how likely you are to succeed. A new University of Michigan study looks at the impact of growing up in a bad neighborhood, and the results don't bode well for those that do. To talk about the study featured in the current issue of the American Sociological Review, I'm joined by one of its researchers, Jeff Woodkey, a doctoral student at the University of Michigan, who also works at the U of M Institute for Social Research. Welcome to the program, Jeff.
Thanks, Mike.
Now, when you look at a bad American neighborhood, how exactly is that defined in your study?
Well, we define a disadvantaged neighborhood as one with high unemployment, high poverty, many single-parent families, a few well-educated adults.
I know this was an extensive and long-term study, and one aspect of the research looked at the different impacts that growing up in a disadvantaged neighborhood had on black versus white children. How much of a difference did you find?
There's a pretty substantial difference. So we estimate that moving from a more affluent neighborhood to a highly disadvantaged neighborhood for blacks reduces the probability of high school graduation from about 96% to 76%. And for whites, the same contrast between neighborhood conditions reduces the probability of graduating from 95% to only 87%.
I see. And what's behind this, I guess, slightly a higher likelihood of graduation for white students who move into disadvantaged neighborhoods?
Well, it could be that the neighborhoods that black children are in are actually more disadvantaged than the ones that white children are in, even within our measure of disadvantage. And it also could be that typically blacks in poor neighborhoods are surrounded by poor neighborhoods, too, and there's been some research that shows that the neighborhoods surrounding you can sort of amplify the effect of your neighborhood.
So the study actually tracked students that were previously in affluent neighborhoods that moved into disadvantaged neighborhoods?
Not exactly. We look at neighborhood conditions from age 1 through 17, and our goal is really to estimate the difference in high school graduation between children with sustained exposure to different neighborhood environments. Now, we use information from children who move between different neighborhood environments to estimate that, but the differences I've quoted are for children who have lived in affluent or disadvantaged neighborhoods throughout in all of childhood and adolescence.
Are the percentages different for those who have grown up in a disadvantaged neighborhood and remain there?
Yes. So the differences I quoted were for kids who are in disadvantaged neighborhoods their whole lives versus kids who are in an affluent neighborhood their whole life. Right? We didn't investigate, say, differences between children who were exposed to an affluent neighborhood during childhood and then moved to a disadvantaged neighborhood during adolescence, or, you know, different trajectories of neighborhood conditions where children are moving between neighborhoods. But that is something that we're looking into now in more recent research that's not published yet.
Well, I guess it's no surprise that it's well known, in fact, the graduation rates in disadvantaged neighborhoods are far lower than those of more affluent ones. Was there anything particularly new that came out of this research?
It's well known that graduation rates in disadvantaged neighborhoods are lower, but there's always sort of been a dispute about whether that's actually due to the neighborhood environment or due to characteristics of the families that tend to live in those disadvantaged neighborhoods. And our study attempts to partial out the unique impact of the neighborhood environment above and beyond characteristics of the families that might also affect the neighborhood environment.
I see. So in a sense, your study points to the fact that independent of what might be happening within the family, simply by being in a disadvantaged neighborhood, you're just less likely to graduate from high school.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm talking to Jeff Woodkey, a doctoral student at the University of Michigan, who also works at the U of M Institute for Social Research. It seems, Jeff, that struggling schools with low graduation rates are the justification for the push for education reform here in Lansing. Does your study point to failing school systems or outside dynamics that are causing children to fail that have little to do with the schools themselves?
Well, in this particular study, we don't try to investigate whether it's the neighborhood versus the school. In fact, we hypothesize that part of the effect of the neighborhood that we've measured is due to the school environment in poor neighborhoods. Our particular study doesn't speak directly to that debate, but that's definitely something that we also have planned for future research, is to try and figure out sort of what portion of the effect we've measured is due to, say, school quality.
So what is your sense of what this means? I mean, because you're isolating family dynamics out of the of these results. So is it simply being in a neighborhood that maybe doesn't have as many resources, or why is it that being in a neighborhood that's not doing very well, why is it affecting these children so directly?
Well, there's a number of different mechanisms we think might be responsible for this. So one is violence. There's been some new research that's shown that, you know, poor neighborhoods tend to be more violent than affluent neighborhoods, and parents in these neighborhoods, they're first and foremost focus is to keep their kids safe, and this sort of takes their energy away from, encouraging them in school, helping them in school. It's just sort of a diversion of parental energy. There's also just resource deprivation in poor neighborhoods. Schools tend to be of lower quality since their funding is linked to property tax revenues, and there's businesses, there's a lack of business services in these neighborhoods. There's the potential health impact of poor neighborhoods, since residents there are more likely to be exposed to indoor allergens, structural hazards, air pollution. I mean, the list kind of goes on and on, but there's a number of reasons why we think the neighborhood environment in particular affects educational attainment.
I mean, does this back the argument that there needs to be further economic investment in these neighborhoods, and that these are not issues that are directly due to individual zone lifestyles or family situations?
Yes, it definitely supports the idea that this is a larger structural problem that can't really be solved at just the individual level.
Now, does your study then just end at the point that of graduation, or are these individuals tracked past that point? A lot of people wonder what really happens to those that fail to graduate high school, since so many jobs now require at least a high school degree.
Yeah, our study stops at age 20, which is when we measure whether or not the children have completed high school or earned a GED. Like you said, the labor market has evolved to where education is becoming more and more important. So we would expect that a lot of these children, as they enter early adulthood, are struggling to, find stable employment.
And in terms of further research into this area, are you going to be looking at other aspects of the effect of these disadvantaged neighborhoods, or tracking issues beyond the school system?
The research that we're working on at the moment is whether or not this impact of the neighborhood environment is different for different types of families. So we've tried to adjust for characteristics of the family, like whether or not they're poor and whether or not it's a single parent family. But there's reason to think that living in a poor versus a non-poor neighborhood might have a much greater impact on, say, children from families that are also poor. So that's one dimension of this. And then the other dimension is what I've already mentioned, is trying to sort of figure out what particular mechanisms are operating here, whether it's school quality, whether it's violence in the neighborhood, whether it's pollution or health hazards and so on.
I see. Jeff Woodkey, a doctoral student at the University of Michigan, who also works at the U of M Institute for Social Research. Thank you very much for joining me.
Yep, thanks, Mike.
And we'll be right back to talk about tomorrow's big game between the University of Michigan and MSU. Joe Rexroad from the Lansing State Journal joining me next to discuss what we're in for tomorrow, starting at noon. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.